Roll shows 19 members present this morning, Mr. President.
We do have a quorum to do business. Will members please rise for the invocation by the Reverend Wayne Coggins of the Cornerstone Family Ministries?
Our Heavenly Father, among the things we appreciate about you, Lord, is your willingness to share with us your laws that universally apply to both natural and spiritual things. One such law is that of sowing and reaping. There are many applications of this law, not the least of which is that kindness sown produces kindness in return. Cooperation and unselfishness produce the same. Conversely, bitterness, unforgiveness, or selfish ambition sown always bring forth a bad harvest. Remind us, Lord, that every act is sowing something. Amen.
Senator Halford, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Would the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal for the 22nd legislative day in
Senator
Senate
Taylor.
And House Joint Journal Supplement Number 5.
Senator Taylor.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the journals be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary, including the House Journal Supplement Number 5.
Is there objections? Seeing none, the journals have been certified. That brings us down to introduction of guests. Senator Hoffman?
Yes, it gives me great pleasure this morning to introduce a longtime friend of mine, Mayor of Bethel, Wally Richardson, and with her is the City Manager of Bethel, Ken Weaver. Please help me welcome them to the Senate.
Further introduction. Senator Duncan?
Thank you, Mr. President. I was hoping I'll introduce the General Assembly, but she was saying with some folks I don't know if I'm supposed to introduce someone else supposed to introduce. Let me start by introducing, if I might, Rosemary Hagevig, who is a member of the General State Borough Assembly. I think, Rosemary, you're also a president in this place, am I right? If you have anything else that we could add, but help me welcome her to the Senate.
Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, I believe in the gallery we have a constituent of mine, Dave Gilliam, a teacher at Susitna Elementary School. Dave is a recipient of the Milliken Family Education Award. I think there are other recipients if they're here. And if they're here, please help me welcome them to the Senate.
Further guests for introduction. Seeing none, that brings us down to messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
Message dated February 13th, Mr. President, the House has passed and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill 43, financed by the House Finance Committee, an act relating to registration of vehicles, to municipal taxation of vehicles, and to emission control inspection fees for vehicles, and providing for an effective date.
I will refer that at this time to the Community and Regional Affairs and the Finance Committees.
Those are all the House messages this morning.
Communications.
Reports received. Violent Crimes Compensation Board, 23rd Annual Report, in accordance with AS 1867-170. The North Slope to Valdez Gas Pipeline Project Report to the Legislature, prepared by the House Joint Resolution 54 Working Group, in accordance with the Legislative Resolve, SLA 1996. Report of the Alaska Minerals Commission, January 97, in accordance with AS 4433-431. Those are all communications this morning.
Reports of standing committees.
Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill 62 related to payments in lieu of taxes program for cities in the unorganized borough. Signed, you pass, Senator Mackey, Chair, Senator Hoffman. Signed, no recommendation, Senators Donnelly, Phillips, and Wilkin. Zero fiscal unattached. Senate Bill 62 has a further referral to the State Affairs Committee. Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill 64 relating to the Shuyak Island State Park, recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute. Signed, you pass, Senator Mackey, Chair, Senator Donnelly. Signed, no recommendation, Senators Hoffman, Phillips, and Wilkin. Zero and fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill 64 has a further referral to the Resources Committee. Resources Committee considered CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 1, WTR, relating to a new Alaska liquefied natural gas project, signed due pass, Senator Halford Chair, Senators Lehman, Taylor, Lincoln, Sharp, and Green. 2-0 previous House fiscal notes attached. CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 1 has no further referral.
At this time, I'll refer that to the Rules Committee.
And those are all the standing committee reports today, Mr. President.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions this morning.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 76 by Senator Parnell, an act relating to long-term plans of certain state agencies and recommendations regarding elimination of duplication in state agency functions.
State Affairs and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 77 by Senator Taylor, an act relating to Alaska Day of Prayer.
State Affairs.
And those are all the bills for introduction this morning.
That brings us down to the consideration of the daily calendar.
Citations, honoring Judy Kuhn, 1997 Alaska Teacher of the Year and 1996 Milken Family Foundation Educator Award.
Senator Taylor.
I move to ask unanimous consent the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Is there objection? Seeing none, the citations are approved. That brings us down to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business? Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from the call of the Senate on Thursday and Friday, February 6th and 7th, for constituent business.
Is there objection? Seeing none, Senator Kelly is excused on those dates. Senator Ward.
Yes, Mr. President, I ask to be excused from the call of the Senate on Thursday, February the 6th, and Friday, February 7th, for constituent business.
Is there objections? Seeing none, Senator Ward is excused on those dates. Senator Parnell.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Is there objection? Seeing none, the prayer will be spread upon the journal. Senator Wilkins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like permission of the body to return to introduction of guests.
Is there objection? Seeing none, we are back up introduction of guests.
In the Ziegler Gallery, a recipient of the 1997's Milliken Award, she's the principal of Pearl Creek Elementary in Fairbanks. Would you please welcome to the Senate Ms. Freddie Buffmeyer.
Senator Lincoln.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I apologize to my constituents for having come in a little bit late and not getting to the introduction of guests. So since we are under introduction of guests, I would like to introduce some very special people who are in the Ziegler Gallery. First of all, and I hope she's here, is we did just get through with the citation honoring Judy Kuhn, who is the Alaska Teacher of the Year, and the Milken Family Foundation Education Award. And she's with us today, and I'm very, very proud that for somebody who is from a small community, McGrath, to be recognized as the Alaska Teacher of the Year. And she had to leave early, so I apologize that I wasn't here. Also, though, in the Ziegler Gallery, we have some special guests from Takotna, which is one of the, I believe we only have four charter schools in the state of Alaska. And Takotna, a very small community, put a charter school together. And I think yesterday they told me they have something like 48 students that are there now, almost more students than the whole population of Takotna with adults. The very special person that we have is Brian John, who is a student from the Takotna Charter School. Brian, if you would please stand. And also with Brian is Bart Mowry, who is the principal of the Takotna Community School and the Charter School. Dick Newton, who is the chairman of the Takotna Community Association and the chairman of the Academic Committee for Charter Schools. And Jan Newton, who is the vice chair of the Iditarod School District. If you would please help me welcome these very special guests.
Is there further guests for introduction? Seeing none, that brings us back down to unfinished business. Is there any more unfinished business come before this body? Seeing none, that brings us to announcements. Is there announcements? Senator Lehman.
Mr. President, the Labor and Commerce Committee will be meeting this afternoon in the Farrington Room at 1:30, and will take up Senate Bill 55, which is held over from last Thursday's meeting, that is amending the definition of program receipts.
Senator Pierce.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate Finance Committee is noticing today and publishing notice for Senate Bill 74, which is by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the governor, and it is the supplemental bill. We will be hearing that next Monday morning at 9 a.m. So members will be aware the portion of the bill that we're actually going to be holding hearings on is the section in the bill at the governor's request for an appropriation of $485,000 to the Department of Law for the appeal on the Venati case. The Department of Law has indicated to us that they would like to have an executive session in our hearing, and it would be my plan to accommodate that. Members who are interested might plan to be with us at 9 a.m. on Monday morning.
Thank you. Any further announcements? Senator Lincoln.
Mr. President, I ask again to revert to introduction of guests.
Is there objection? Seeing none, we're back.
I had a late constituent come in who is also in the Ziegler Gallery, Bob Kuhn. He's also from McGrath. His name is spelt exactly as Judy's, but they say there's no relationship. And he is also a teacher. I think he's going to get the $25,000 award and try and pass for Judy, though. But he's a teacher and here in discussing telecommunication, which is really critical out in our rural areas. Please help me welcome Bob Kuhn.
For the guest, and that brings us back down to announcements. Is there any more announcements? That brings us to special orders. Is there special orders? Senator Taylor.
We would ask unanimous consent to Senate stand in adjournment to 11 a.m. Wednesday, February 5.
Is there objection? Seeing none, we stand in adjournment until 11 o'clock tomorrow.